Hello everyone, my name is Julissa Pena and today I'll be presenting my company, CarryCom Co. Starting with our purpose, this company is centered around a very simple purpose, helping people create moments of peace in the middle of their busy lives. Students and young adults, and so many of us, are constantly moving from one responsibility to the next, and CarryCom Co. exists to give people a small, tangible tool that helps them feel grounded, calm, and present throughout their days. Why now? Stress levels are higher than ever amongst students, young adults, and working parents. And even though mindfulness apps exist to help us and are extremely popular, people still want something simple and real-time tools that they can use in the exact moment that stress hits. Our solution is a simple, elegant mindfulness keychain designed to help people pause, breathe, and reset. Every time someone grabs their keys, unlocks their door, turns on their car, this keychain acts as a small reminder of balance and presence. It turns daily habits into tiny mindfulness breaks without requiring a phone, an app, or a long routine. To better understand our users, I looked at the AEIOU insights that appear in everyday student life. Students are constantly rushing between tasks and are in stressful environments on campus, in their dorms, in their cars. They're interacting with their keys all day, on their bags or on their accessories. And the users we're focusing on are these students, so this all confirms that a keychain is something that they're already using, touching, seeing every day, and so it would be the perfect place to introduce CarryCom. Market opportunity here is huge. The mental wellness market is worth hundreds of billions globally, along with micro wellness products. Things like calming accessories, affirmation tools, and grounding items are especially popular amongst Gen Z and young millennials. People are looking for quick, affordable, realistic stress relief tools that they can use anytime, and CarryCom fits exactly into this demand. To get early customers, I focused on groups who already value mindfulness, so yoga studio communities, word of mouth networks, and personal connections with friends and family and my teammates. These early adopters deeply understand wellness, making them the perfect fit for our initial customer base. And those are two local yoga studios that are pretty popular around here, if you recognize them. In terms of competition, CarryCom Co. sits in the wellness and mindfulness space alongside calming accessories like fidget rings, worry stones, affirmation keychains, and mindfulness apps. However, none of these companies sell this exact product, and CarryCom Co. stands out through its simplicity, real-world usability, and grounding people in moments when they need it most. For traction, I interviewed 30 people at my local yoga studio, and out of these 30 people, 18 said 100% yes, they would purchase this keychain for themselves or as a gift to someone they know, and 12 said that they wouldn't, and this gave us a 60% interest from a wellness-focused audience, which shows strong early demand and clear validation for this concept. Financially, the model is extremely accessible and low risk. Startup costs range from $200 to $280. Each keychain costs about $2 to $3 to produce and sells for $10 to $12, meaning each sale brings in $8 to $9 for profit, with a startup cost averaging at $240 and $8 earned per unit. We break even after selling just 30 keychains. No loan is required, and the margins make this a very feasible early stage venture. As for the team, CarryCom is led by me, and we also have a collaboration with a local nonprofit here in Marin called Raising the Bar, and they support my idea, and this helps strengthen community connection, increases credibility, and builds local support as we grow. To close, I invite you all to join this movement in creating small moments of peace in our everyday lives. Pause, breathe, reset, one mindful moment at a time. And here, I have our logo, which I know it's kind of small, but if you want to see it after I'm done. And then this keychain here with the logo on the front, and then the collaboration. I know it's kind of hard to see, It's raising the bar here, so we have it double-sided, and this can go on your keychains, your bags, but that's up to you.
Last comment.
Thank you.
Questions, comments?
Hi, I love it. I'd like to buy one. I'm also curious, like, making money off the fact that college students are stressed, do you feel like you'd want to, I don't know, give some of the money back to a nonprofit or something? I'm just curious about monetizing off college student stress because I have a lot of empathy for that.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that because I'm also partnering with a local nonprofit, they would purchase these keychains off of me, and then they could have them at their nonprofit stands wherever they choose to set up. And then this would also be popular in like our libraries where a lot of students are going to purchase little fidgets here and there. And you could use that on like campus cards or purchase yourself. And then we can also just do pop-ups here and there where we're just looking to spread mindfulness and resets instead of it being more of a profit, just like setting it up, putting it out there. And then letting people know it is available for purchase in the library if you want to grab it for a friend, if you like it for yourself. But I think awareness is key for this company more than anything.
18 were yes at your yoga studio. Mm-hmm. 12 were a definite no. Were there any maybes?
It was more of like, would you like this, yes or no, and you know.
Okay, and other than reminding you of your mm-hmm. mindfulness and your need to reset, mm-hmm. what does it do?
What does the keychain do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think people like to have, I like to have my keys, they kind of have little fidgets on them and things that I like to decorate them with. So I think people like to just have attachments or decorate stuff with. So it doesn't have to just be for a reminder, but can also be something to decorate, and it has a dual purpose.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
So you said it's like a fidget and a reminder. Does that mean like the metal will be like engraved? So it's like, it's not just like an image printed on it. It's like actually engraved.
No, but that's a good idea. Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah.
Excellent. Other questions or comments? I think we're
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Very good.